as we are joining you here in our post-game coverage on 92.1 KRLS. Senior Matthew Bachhoven, a nice night for the team, a 10-0 win. First of all, talk about what it means to get such a nice, solid win, a good team win here to start off the week.
It just gives everyone a whole level of confidence. We've been hurting ourselves more than other teams have been beating us, especially of late, so just to go out there and play clean baseball and good baseball is just gives us a lot of confidence going into this final week.
And it looked like you had a good night out there. You were 2 for 3, and the one out you did have was a line drive. What were you seeing well tonight?
I was getting loaded a lot sooner. It just felt like I could keep my hands back and then read the pitch a little better so that I could fire and pick my pitches out better.
Well, and how big is a home run? It's been a while since the team has hit one. Last week you got your first, and then Devin was able to hit another one to get things going. I'm sure that's always a charge for the team when you see that ball leave the park.
Oh, it's just, yeah, I've been on deck both times when Devin has hit both of his, so it's just exhilarating, and it just gets you amped up for your at-bat as well.
Well, and not only that, you played defense behind him, and Devin had a great night. What's it like to see him out there when he's in command of all four of his pitches like he was?
I mean, he's just almost unhittable. I mean, you saw they were flailing, and I don't think they got maybe one hard hit all night. But other than that, it wasn't really anything that they were doing with it.
Well, and we're talking to you after a few days removed, after a really special day. You got to be at Principal Park. First of all, beyond the fact that you guys were able to win, talk about what that experience was like, stepping onto the field for the first time and really getting to be at that special place.
I mean, it was almost overwhelming at the start. Like, you're just so amped up to play, and it's just such a special feeling. And, you know, it just gives us more, we want to get back there in a couple of weeks, too. So it just gives us more confidence and more excitement to get there.
And talk about that game. It was very back and forth, and it was really the first time all season, Matthew, that your team had a really clutch hitting throughout a game, and you were able to finish a game. Describe what that was like to finally get a bunch of two-out hits and to really put pressure on another team getting those rallies going.
It just gave everyone so much confidence. You can see from the next couple of games that we hit the ball well at DCG as well, and then tonight we were just crushing the ball as well. So just being able to put balls in play and see them fall just got everyone really hyped up.
And again, you want more wins at Principal Park, but describe what it was like when, because you were on the mound, you were able to help get the save in that last inning and really give your team a much-needed win at a really special place.
Yeah, it was just so cool. I mean, you got to still keep in perspective that you're trying out there to win that game, but you're also just trying to have as much fun as possible because it's almost a lifetime opportunity.
And now a couple of big games coming up this week against some rivals. You've got Oskaloosa coming in for a couple on Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about what you remember from the Indians. That was your game home opener, your season opener, actually, a couple weeks ago. Tell us a little bit about Oskaloosa and what you expect for two.
They're a great hitting team. They came out in the first inning when we played them last time and just put 5 runs on the board very quickly. You know, kind of stunned us. But we know they're a good hitting team and a very good pitching team. But we know that if we can come out and play clean baseball, that we can compete with anyone.
And Friday you got Pella, too, and I'm sure you're looking. I know you got Oskaloosa in front of you, but you're always looking forward to playing Pella, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
It will be fun. A lot of home games here for Matthew Bachhoven, and appreciate you joining us here. All the best to you the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Pella Christian defeating Newton in 5 innings, 10-0 here with the winning pitcher. And the man with the game-winning RBI that left the park, it's Devin Hoffman joining us here. Devin, I had a chance to catch up with you in the preseason. It's good to see you again and good to see you. A good night at the ballpark. How does it feel out there to get a good win, a good team win, and really take care of business against Newton?
It's really nice because we've been struggling. So a good win is what we needed to build our confidence and build our chemistry again. So it's very big for us.
Well, and you got off to a pretty quick start on the mound and really never let go. What was working well for you out there tonight pitching?
I was mixing my pitches well with my curveball and sliders. I was keeping them off balance, and then I just tried to attack them as best as I could.
Well, and you got a lot of three-pitch strikeouts, too. What's that chemistry like between you and Stone, especially when you're able to call a sequence like that and get maybe a 3 really good pitches in a row?
We can recognize the batter's tendencies and then throw, since I throw multiple pitches and they're quite a bit different, we can throw the one that we want, and then it usually works out pretty well.
And then batting, you had your second home run of the season. It seemed like the first one kind of knocked you out of a little bit of an early season funk. What were the things that you're having difficulty with those first couple of weeks, and what's allowed you now to see the ball a little bit better and really put a charge into it?
I was having trouble timing the pitchers, so I added a small leg kick to my swing, and then my timing's been way better, and it's worked out well.
Well, and tell us about the pitch you saw in that home run that just got down there, that left field line.
It was a fastball high inside, and I just turned on it, and it went well.
And again, Stone Turner, I remember in our preseason interview, said he's going to out-homer you. I don't think that's going to happen now, but talk about what it's like to play with this group of seniors and to be able to come back. You have a full week of home games this week, and I imagine it's going to be really special to be with them this week.
Yeah, it's really fun playing with them since we were little, so it's fun to grow and now have our final senior year and be able to play with them.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. You were at Principal Park last week, and I talked to Matthew about it a little bit. How special was it when you first got onto that field, knowing that, of course, you want to be there in July, but to have that opportunity in case, for whatever reason, the postseason doesn't work out, what does it mean to have that chance and be able to have played there?
It was incredible. It was a great memory to have with our teammates, and it's a really fun experience.
Well, and it was made more fun probably by the fact that it was a really good game. Take our listeners back to what it was like going back and forth and being a part of a game where every at-bat counted and every run at the end counted as well.
Yeah, it was interesting because we hit the ball throughout the entire game. We got down a little bit, and then we got up, and it went back and forth, which was very fun. And each team kind of went on little runs, so it kept it interesting.
Well, and you've got a lot of home games coming up this week. You've got Oskaloosa for two and then Pella for one on Friday. Let's start with Oskaloosa. It was a tough start for you pitching. You won't be pitching on Wednesday because of the pitch count, but I'm sure you want to get one, at least one, against that Oskaloosa team. What do you think the keys are to that?
Keys are to not make errors because they're a good team and they're going to put the ball in play, so we have to be pretty close to flawless to get a win from them and just put the ball in play and hope things happen.
And you will be the probable starter on Friday against Pella, of course, with a couple of days of rest. And you were able to do really well against them the first time. What do you think it's going to take for you to replicate that and the things you need to do against that lineup that has been hitting the ball a lot better this middle part of the season?
Just keep placing my off-speed. They struggled to hit the off-speed. So keep placing that and then hopefully come back with a fastball to blow it past them.
And how excited are you to be able to really enjoy this week at home? No long road trips, no late nights, hopefully, right?
It's really nice because we've had a lot of away games, so just to enjoy it at home with everybody is awesome.
That's Devin Hobman joining us. He's our PellaMotors.com radio key player of the game. The win on the mound, the home run that got things started for PC. Devin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. All the best to you, and hopefully I'll catch you in the postseason.
Thank you.